Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Karma Cafe, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Childish Gambino, Wu Forever. Welcome, welcome to Karma Cafe.
I know my enemy pray on me, so pray for me. Tick, tick, wait on it, I keep it down my body count. I'm finessing like a trap bounce, yeah. Cause every day above ground is a blessing. I done leveled up now, pure panoramic. None of my fears can't go where I'm headed. Had to cut them loose, now I'm loose, break the limit, yeah. I'm about to blood on the center. There ain't a time to go for, go move, doom, boom. No, no, center, you can dim my light. So when we walk up in the club, I need some sirens going off. Then we can look up in the sky. I got my cup of soda ever. Another night I won't remember. Promise is my move forever. Promise is my move forever. Ever. Present dancing on the bezel. Kind of feeling unforgettable. Promise is my move forever. Promise is my move forever. Forever and ever.
You heard that?
Forever and ever.
That's the sound of the price going up.
Forever and ever, ever, and never ever at the Saxon Madiba Suite. Like Mandela, bumping fella on the Puma chest. Like we from Lagos, man, some Musa reincarnated. We on our levels, that's a billy, 1,000 milli. First one to see a B out these housing buildings. I be feeling like Prince in 84, Mike in 79, Biggie in 97, 94, Nas, Ali, Kumbaya, no Kumbaya, just give me the sommelier. I'm on Latage, helmet, when I jet ski. You know the vibes hit my head, forget I'm me. Oh my God, without the God in the XY, I'm afraid the whole game will be colonized. The marathon will be televised for NIP. The true kings don't die, we multiply.
I'm so unbothered, y'all be so pressed while I'm raising daughters, sons of empires, y'all make me chuckle, stay in your struggle, crystal blue water, Pina Colada in, you stay Ramada in, my baby father, bloodline Rwanda, why would you try me, why would you bother, I am Beyonce, Giselle Nokada, I am the Nala, the Naruba, Oshun Quinchiba, I am the mother, honk on my gold chain, ice on my whole chain, I be like so cool, I am a whole mood, when we walk up in the club, I need the sirens going off, and we can look up to the sky, and since we cry, let us know that we alive, yeah, yeah, I give them goosebumps every time, I throw up my diamonds, together we big timing, the children are our reminder, I got my cup of soda ever. Another night I won't remember, promise is my move forever, promise is my move forever, forever.
Karma Cafe.
All they do. My problem is to press.
We can solve them. Come on, guys. Therapist in the house. Let's get it. Let's go.
Karma Cafe.
I've been a day long, rusty, no gloves on a
forever and ever. Welcome to Karma Cafe. This is my mood Sunday through Friday, getting it in with y'all and the Monstars on Karma Cafe. That's what's going down tonight. We have Friday Night Live tomorrow, Inspirational Sunday, Monsters Radio on Monday, Takeover Tuesday, and Wet Wet Wednesday. But today, you got a problem? You need me to hood solve them? Just let me know. 563-999-3411. But you got to press 1 to talk, or we can talk about it. Let me help you out. We got some spoken word tonight from The Soul of Me Speaks. And once again, The Soul of Me Speaks, she is one of the sponsors for the show, along with Monsters U.S. Apparel, Picasso Painting, Elite Sway Management, and eMonster.com. As long as you support the show, these people right here keep the show for free. Yeah, I said it for free. Hey, you know, all shows may be free or may not, but this one right here, yeah, it's free. I see you, 651-331. If you want to do a hood solve problem, you got to press 1. But until then, here's Lecrae and YK Osiris, Set Me Free. This is Monstar Radio, Monsters Radio Podcast with the world. Let's get it. Take on Karma Cafe is what we're doing tonight. Yeah, yeah.
Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just wanna praise you. I just wanna praise you.
Shackles on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Shackles on my feet, oh, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this all on me. Pray this all on me.
Let me go, let me go. I've been going through so much, I swear these people let my go. That's on me, that's on mama's. On my mama, I can't take no more, so miss me with that drama. Get your commas, get your racks straight. Get your facts straight. Hold me down, I rise up on them like the tax rate. Keep my past straight, never lack faith. God been working, they gon' have to hold me back, man. And tell them, you can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles
on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. This
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
Down for me, down for me. People love me, you was round for me, round for me. All that bitterness and anger, had to let it go. People talking down on me, I guess that's how it go. Let them know, that's on me, yeah. Shackles on my feet, you broke the heart and now I'm free, yeah. Even in the darkest times, you kept your light on me, yeah. Got the memo, read the message. Found my purpose, found my method. Only L I took was lessons. Tell them. You can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles
on my feet, yeah. They won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that is Osiris, Hara, and Lecrae. Well, it's the hour, the time. DJ Liddy Let is in the building. Yes, she is. And it's unbelievable. Oh, the Soul of Me Speaks is about to speak. Y'all ready? I said, are y'all ready? The Solomon Speaks is brought to you by the Solomon Speaks author, Miss Unbelievable. And this is the hour. And I said, you know, we've been talking all week about the COVID-19, and how it's going to affect the school coming back, how it's affecting some of the bars now, and how is this affecting people? The president of France got it. The mayor in Atlanta has it. And a lot of people, you know, around are getting in there saying, like, there's a second round that's coming on. And so this just brought me back into remembrance when we first started the COVID, that I wrote a spoken word called COVID-19. So you're ready? Here it is. Here we go. COVID-19. COVID-19, trying to make America great again. COVID-19, trying to wake up America again. COVID-19, trying to shake up America again. Are you paying attention? The change has been made, and America will never be the same. But tell me, what's your stance, and where do you fit in? What changes are you going to accept and make? Are you going to follow America's patterns of separatism, racism, discrimination, segregation, socialism, capitalism, all the isms? Are you standing up with your fist raised high to protest this genocide, hands closed to pray to make it through the day, arms lifted to praise God so he can make a way? Or are you sitting in front of your TV, playing the Xbox, PlayStation, or the Wii, stand distracted like they would like us to be? Do you not think you have a voice or a say, or has COVID-19 scared you away? Black and brown man, are you woke yet, or are you panicking like the rest? Has it put a fire inside you to come up with a plan for the black and brown man? Don't you know our ancestors went through this test, the poison experiments? Our history tells the story, the Tuskegee syphilis experiment, smallpox experiment, and y'all's experiment, and so many more. Our DNA knows how to survive this mess. This time they attacked everybody. The antidote don't exist in them. It is embodied in us. Can you see yourself sitting at the table and not being the table? Are you willing to be bought again? America is paying $1,000. That's the hidden question with an agenda at the end. Remember Clinton when he paid us? Shaking my head, forgot. Y'all thought that was a come-up win. Check your mindset, where you're at. COVID-19, a blessing and a curse, exposing America. So I'm going to say it again. COVID-19, trying to make America great again. COVID-19, trying to wake up America again. COVID-19, trying to shake up America again. Are you paying attention? COVID-19 showed us America could make accommodations to whomever they wanted, no matter what color, age, or creed. They showed America that they could take care of the elderly that was affected, but instead they killed them off first so the insurance company can recoup millions after the smoke clears at the hands of our loved ones. Shaking my head at this one. Pregnant women could work from home to have a stress-free pregnancy. Do you know the rate of birth deaths because of premature or miscarriages? The thought of life wasted because of greed for companies wanting product? The disabled and veteran situation, for the sake of my sanity and Christianity, I would not expose or touch it. Just know COVID-19 exposed the heart of men, the structure of the financial and institutional system, the religious sector, and the four institutes of government. The accommodations showed us that bills, these instruments that have stricken people into poverty, bankruptcy, and homelessness, could be furloughed, negotiated, and delayed. They didn't want us to know, but somebody knew. If you're not paying attention, then hear me. They want you to feel financially unstable, unaware, and untold. Mentally, physical, and emotionally addicted, abandoned, and powerful. Helpless and uninformed of your rights. Confined to the system, take a look. How free are you? So tell me, have you put your game controllers down yet? Are you still distracted?
COVID-19, trying to make America great again. COVID-19, trying to wake up America again. COVID-19, trying to shake up America again. Are you paying attention? See, COVID-19, the bigger picture. Growing up, we were taught tactical survival skills. We were told to go to college to get a higher education. But the cost of college and the results after college is a disparity. We chose not to go. We got a trade or made it work the best way we knew how. And to know they had accommodations to help would have shaped more black and brown students to desire to learn beyond middle school and high school, yet another way to stay controlled. But the problem is the situation that students don't get that far. Their behavior has confirmed that COVID-19 will forever change the scope and the landscape of how students will be educated. How education in America of your state is forever changed. The name of learning is called distant learning, online learning, homeschool. I call it segregation learning because they can separate the students they perceive as the fuck-ups, battered-ups, and neglected-ups from the rest. No longer do they have to deal with the difficult or problem students. They can say and do the distant learning at home. The data from COVID-19 will support their findings. The social and emotional learning is returned to the parents, those parents that are battered, torn, tired, and frustrated by life, the life they have quarantined us to live, the parents that are out of the home for 8 to 15 hours a day are now at home. The reality is that some of our black and brown homes are strangers. They call each other mom, dad, son, and daughter. The question they are asking themselves is, you want me to stop being a weekend parent, club mom and dad, and do what? You want me to get up, clean, cook after everybody daily? You want me to listen to crying, arguing, fighting? You want me to stop playing my game and do what? Interact with my family? For how long? You said 8 days, then 12 days, then 14 days. Wait, you really don't know, because I'm still waiting. Then stuff like the toilet paper, food, water, candy, processed, they all gone. They may be back, but they may be gone again. Then you took away my go-to places to get people out of my face, like the restaurants, gym, movies, libraries, malls, club, friend's house, and you know restaurants are not coming to my hood for delivery. Now I'm stuck at home. I am stuck at home with people I don't know. They lie, they steal, they nasty, they. It's not fair. What am I supposed to do? I don't have the tools to do this. All I hear is panic. The resources are here, but use them up. The resources are here, but have restrictions. The resources are here, but I don't have a way to get to them. The resources are here, but they are limited. So I'm going to say this again. COVID-19, trying to make America great again. COVID-19, trying to wake up America again. COVID-19, trying to shake up America again. Are you paying attention? They say the symptoms are difficulty of breathing or shortness of breath. Yeah, I'm talking about COVID-19. Persistent pain or pressure in the chest, blush to the face, cough, and the number one thing, guess what, y'all? No signs at all. We are all waiting to be tested as an experiment of the unknown results. So now we have a pandemic, a peacetime emergency. So now what? It's an airborne virus. It affects planes, trains, and automobiles, cruises, you name it, it affects it. Plans have changed. We have to live healthy, wash your hands, wash your ass, and cover your mouth and nose and cook your food. Everything in life has changed forever. The life you lived before COVID is gone, and nothing will be the same. It's changing day by day with military and martial law on the way. Are you up yet? So the bottom line is this. God is still in control. Humanity could have been human this whole time. You could appreciate what you have before you. Family and friends, you can selectively choose what's best for you. Go from under the table and stand up. love unconditionally, and most of all, paying attention. COVID-19 trying to make America great again. COVID-19 trying to wake up America again. COVID-19 trying to shake up America again. My question for you again is, are you paying attention? SolomonSpeaks.com. Charlie Wilson. I'm blessed.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife, you fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up.
Listen,
ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
Oh no. Remember back at the class, I was gripping on your thighs, trying to get to third base. You gon' have to let me slide. Run the game to home plate, we gon' have fun, a child. Hold up. Now you wanna change your mind? I did back and forth shit, baby. You just can't decide. Hell, and I can't even fit. Girl, that made me feel alive. Tell me you feeling different. I'm really bad if I listen to try me, baby. I'm with you, just pull up with your shit. You know I'm picky. She don't ever know what she wants. Yeah. Girl, are you with me? Are you just leading me on? Yeah, yeah. Out of all the girls in all the world that I could ever love, I get so lucky to find one that can make up a mind. Just leading me on.
Free Steve, Jealousy, Woosah Music, Karma Cafe.
I hear that you get them calls on your phone. They leave me alone. They be checking on my Twitter. They know me, they don't. Everything she's posting, they think that it's you. They don't know about the shit that we do. But you know I'm fucking crazy. You know you drive me crazy. Here we go on, baby. Fuck what they be saying, I swear. Never let them niggas come between us. Where we go? Is you with me or you not? I don't listen to what them people say. They don't know about that. Around that I can't settle down. Say I'm heartbroken, bitter. They don't know what we found. But every time I go out, swear I be drunk. They don't know about the shit we be on. But you know I'm fucking crazy. My mama love you, but these hoes don't. Cause they always tell you what your bros don't. That shit gon' leave your ass when you know I won't. No, I won't like, baby. I ain't even gotta say it. Why you care what they saying? That's bad vibes, just saying. And I don't need that one. I'm laying whole way. Chill, baby, I'm just playing. You can't trust everybody, baby. Keep them guessing, waiting till I leak a statement. They just want attention, I ain't trying to pay. I don't listen to what them people say. They don't know about.
Yeah, Karma Cafe, we got who's bumping who, who's getting fat up next. We got some people up in here, and I see our commentary may be a little bit different to what y'all be hearing on the regular stations or on TV. We give you some interesting thoughts of how we feel. But once again, this is Karma Cafe, a place where you can call in, tell us your problems, put people on blast. Just call in 563-999-3411 and press 1. But until then, let me talk about some Kanye. So Kanye West is in the midst of a serious bipolar episode. Family is very concerned. So Kanye West is in the serious bipolar episode. Our Kanye West sources say that these around him are concerned, and it has his impacting his decision making and some of the things he said in the last week's questionable. He suffers a serious bout with bipolar disorder, usually once a year, and our sources say Kanye is in the midst of one right now. As you know, and I haven't talked about it, but he has announced he's running for president. Over the weekend, he tweeted it, and he did a rambling interview with Forbes with you harsh criticism, confusing, and concerned. Sources say to his family, those close to him are worried, but they believe things will stabilize as they have in the past. The problem here, we're told Kanye's proclamations of running for president are causing a problem. Of course, Kanye's apparent bipolar episode hasn't kept him from gathering presidential campaign support. Elon Musk, who hung with the rapper just days prior to his announcement. Others are much more skeptical, and that skepticism likely grew in the wake of Kanye's wide interview with Forbes, in which he dumped Trump, slammed Biden, revealed he's running as a part of the new party called the Birthday Party, claimed he had COVID-19, pushed an anti-vax narrative, and talked a lot about God. What the interview didn't touch on was Kanye's mental health. Remember in October 2018 when Kanye went on TMZ Live and he was talking about he wasn't taking his bipolar medication. He previously stated he doesn't take his medication because it stifles his creativity. So, all I got to say to this is bipolar is real. Mental illness is real. And Kanye, you need to take your meds. It may stifle who you are, get adjustments with it. If you're really serious about running for president, you have to have a clear mind, clear head, and come with it. I ain't got nothing to say about you running for president because, hey, I mean, Trump did it. I wish somebody else would put their hat in the race. I've never heard of the birthday party. I've heard of Green. I've heard of Independent. I heard of Republic. I've heard of Democrat. If birthday's a new one, you may have some people who enjoy their birthdays to join along with you. I don't know if it's a birthday of freedom from all the stuff that goes on. I don't know if it's your birthday when the elections come around, but the elections are in November. We have a lot of seats open. There's a lot of representative seats open. There's a lot of county seats open. And the presidency is open. Trump is running. Biden is running. And Kanye's running. They're saying that Kanye West can grab some of the black votes that could be needed to beat Trump. They're saying he's a smoke and scream. For Trump to be able to get the votes that went to Kanye, that should have went to Biden. A lot of the young folks aren't on to Biden. They're not interested in Biden either. So it's going to be interesting to see who's going to win. Giving big ups to Kanye. Here's Kanye West. I love Kanye. Karma Cafe.
Yo, fuck you, Kanye, first and foremost, for making me do this shit, motherfucker.
I miss the old Kanye, straight from the gold Kanye. I miss the old Kanye, straight from the gold Kanye. I miss the old Kanye, straight from the gold Kanye. I miss the old Kanye, straight from the gold Kanye.
Party people in the place to be. You are now in the midst of a real MC. Throw your hands in the air if you're real as me. Throw your hands in the air, throw your hands in the air. Throw your hands in the air if you're real as me. Throw your hands in the air if you're real as me. Throw your hands in the air if you're real as me. Throw your hands in the air if you're real as me. Throw your motherfucking hands.
Yeah, so you see how that goes. I'm just saying that's, you know, that's how Kanye, I mean, you see that music? Y'all hear that? I'm going to keep going. Yeah, I'm being petty. I'm going to keep going, though. 50 Cent goes ballistic in New Jersey, throws table, chair at a familiar instigator. Ooh. So 50 Cent flew in a rage, throwing a chair and a table after getting into it with this guy he's beefing with in the past. The incident went down Wednesday night in the patio at the Common Malls in New Jersey, where the rapper was enjoying drinks with a woman sitting on the end of the table. We're told at some point a man outside walked up to 50's area and exchanged words before the incident turned violent. You see in the video, 50 grabbed a table and launched it in the man's direction. It ended up hitting a Lexus. 50 then picked up a chair and tossed it at the man, who at that point had ripped off his shirt looking for a fight. The man ultimately fled, and 50 and his companion also left, hopping in his white Rolls Royce. Law enforcement tells us no arrests were made, and they will not pursue charges. As for the man who got in 50's grill, a source close to the rapper tells us the man was filming and talking smack. Other sources say it's the same guy who got in 50's face last year outside a movie theater, trying to get the mogul to check out his Instagram. Well, 50, it sounds like this man is trying to get you and get your money. So I advise you to watch your anger, because if anything would have happened to that car, you would have been responsible for the car. Anything happens to him, he going to want your money. So I advise you to call the police. Well, see, the police may not do something. You may have to walk away. Now, see, I know this may be hard for you, 50, because you used to ain't walking away from nothing. You're used to just all up in the face, all day, all up in the face. But sometimes, I'm telling you, sometimes you may have to walk away. You may not like it, but you may have to walk away. You may not like it, but like I said, you may have to walk away. Hopefully you won't have to deal with this man that much longer. We got somebody else. Melania Trump, statue set on fire in her home country. A statue of Melania, however you spell her name, near her hometown in Slovenia was torched over the weekend, and the charred aftermath has been removed. Poor thing. The live wooden statue near Savica was set on fire on July 4th as the first family celebrated Independence Day in the U.S. Downey, who's based in Berlin, told reporters the statue was severely damaged and blackened by the flames, so they had to take it down. The artist says he wants to know why people did this, and police are investigating. The Melania sculpture was featured her in a blue coat similar to the one she wore during the President Trump's 2017 inauguration, was carved with a chainsaw by local artists, and unveiled last year. It has been widely roasted verbally, that is, for not looking anything like the First Lady. But Downey maintained it was absolutely beautiful. Melania's statue being set ablaze is surprising, though, as you recall, her hometown was excited about her new status in America back in July 2017. And Savannah's tourism boomed. So far, no word from Donald about this statue going down. Now, I'm going to post this statue, and I ain't going to say nothing about this statue. But y'all ain't got to burn down statues. That's not nice. Y'all need a woosah and come on the hood couch and talk about what she has done or said that made you want her burn her down. Because in America, we have not heard her talk not one bit, not at all, over anything. So for you to be mad at her, I'm willing to hear what you have to say. Why would you burn her statue? Because she ain't said nothing at all. So, please call us up, 563-999-3411, and press 1 and let us know why you had a burner. Because in America, she has no initiative, no nothing started, and I think if I remember hers was bullying, and we haven't had anything left about bullying, and you serve or what she has her initiative is or ma'am about bullying. You can't bully them to keep that statue up, nor can you bully them by burning it. So all the person's going to do is carve another beautiful statue and reveal it again of Mrs. Trump. We're going to take a break, and we're going to hear The Natural, Give Me Life, featuring Kevin Gates. And we'll come back with some more Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat. In a minute, Karma Cafe.
Before they gave me life, before they gave me life, before they gave me life,
I was a youngster that was raised up in the game, grinding to get my bread, my beast to ease my hunger pain, my T-zone blew a cane like it was cool with the cane, called wind and my old man was a pimp, now who should I blame? It wasn't a hell of a thing to witness a young nigga get his brains blown. The streets and that tickle stayed on. Did you start making Vietnam? Pick you like Vietcong. Shoot out to the street like a desert storm. And this was the tickle of storm. It's a
legitimate game.
Well, the other kids on the sidewalk playing hopscotch, eating pop rocks. So I was sitting inside of a dope house trying to beatbox. Selling crack rock for an old cat. Up the west side with a drop top. He told me to keep up the doors locked and move up the one in the mailbox. Was a shell shot. Hell no, I used to pop lock with the gunshot. Used to ring, got a love of my block. Had a dub deuce, not a C shot. Made a beat drop. When he tried to cop, but the fake bread gave me blue shots. It was that fake. Ain't that fake? That
rob. Before they gave me life.
A young dude that was raised up in the game. Grinding to get my bread up.
Before they gave me life.
Instead of flying and be flying all
they come with the dick, searching us for nothing, probably make us get out on the ground. Young and thugging, breaking, running through the cut.
Hit the light, man. Come on, hurry up.
Now they jumping out, selling soap when it's a drought. My mama work, call my grandmother mother. 8 balls, scraping grams of the butter. Juvenile detention, handcuff for nothing. I'ma take my lick, I ain't saying nothing. High stove, whipping tan in the gutter. Straight drop, rubber band up the money. Big dog showing fake love. See through the depth and the fake hug. Hold up, lockdown, still I ain't buzzed. Fill 100 times, still I can't run. I'ma jump it off, we could take turns. You go to the club, I'ma stay in third. You stay on the floor, I'ma graduate. Gain a heavyweight, I'ma bitch a bird. Fell in love with a dancer, and she want me to be a manager. I meant to say she was a scrub. She pretended she was with me. Now I'm f***ing all her friends. She be f***ing with my brown heart at the stack, you know. Hating and you not a factor, no. Offended if somebody asks me. I can't see me going back.
A dumb dude that was raised up in the game. Grinding to get my bread up.
Before they gave me life.
A dumb dude that was raised up in the game. Grinding to get my bread up.
Before they gave me life.
A dumb dude that was raised up in the game. Grinding to get my bread up.
Before they gave me life.
A dumb dude that was raised up in the game. Grinding to get my bread up.
Before they gave me life.
When I moved to the east side with my grantee by the name of Bessie Lee, she figured living with my old man would be best for me. Allow me to rest in peace. She used to be praying for you just to bless you, G. The W-O-O-D, your father, the N-O-R-T-H. Town, I happen to be the city where we landed. I was picking a major game for my old man. It was pretty candid. But my papa with the tripping, he was eating kind of strict and I couldn't stand it. So eventually you think of vanished. He was wondering what little man would do for some bad going on. I was done. Wind stole me a few zones. Caught a cab up the 33rd when they got the word I was moving stones. I was hopping them lick for lick, homie, and it really didn't take long. None of them trying to be grown. It's understood that they got the chrome. If it wasn't up under my armpits, then I never really left home. Pretty laid back, little cat. Used to blow the killer, man, and stay blow. But you didn't want me in that zone.
Before they gave me life.
A dumb dude that was raised up in the game. Grinding to get my bread up.
Before they gave me life.
A dumb dude that was raised up in the game. Grinding to get my bread up.
Before they gave me life.
A dumb dude that was raised up in the game. Grinding to get my bread up.
Before they gave me life.
Once again, the sponsors for Monsters Radio podcast is the Solemnly Speaks, Monster U.S. Apparel, Picasso Painting, Elite Sway Management, eMonster.com, and I am DJ Litty Lit, Miss Unbelievable, here with Comma Cafe. The hood couch is open. A therapist is here to help you with those hood problems so we can solve them. And you know who else got a hood problem? Let's talk about it. Another Karen goes off at the dentist and refuses to wear her mask. Come on, Karen. There's a lot of Karens out there. The Karens out there, you are certainly can be legally refused service for not wearing a face mask inside a private business, just like this woman. It's unclear when the incident went down or where, but the video was posted on TikTok Wednesday showing a Karen going ballistic on a poor dental worker after being denied for a teeth cleaning appointment. She was told the policy is no mask, no clean, and she was pissed. You can hear Kane saying, "You're going to work on my teeth, not my nose." She then tried covering her face with her mouth, covering her face with her hand, but that got her nowhere, and her rage even got worse. And when they brought up taking her temperature before she could enter, she claimed that's illegal because dentists aren't MDs. Well, neither is your average restaurant owner, Karen, and they are taking temps too. Anyway, the woman went on making threats about talking to a lawyer and suing the dentist. Reality is she's out of touch with reality and the requirements going into places. Obviously, private businesses in general have the right to refuse service to customers who violate their mask-wearing policy. Businesses are also protected, especially if a local or state governor has issued the mandate, like in New York, where Governor Andrew Cuomo signed an executive order that would allow businesses to refuse service to patrons who do not wear a mask. Get it together, Karen. Karen, let me talk to you, Karen. Karen, all businesses pretty much are requiring you to wear a mask in their establishment. You can be refused at the door, and you can't go in. And, yes, they are taking temperatures. The temperatures are, no, they're not going in your ear. They're not going underneath your arm. They're not going in your butt. They have this temperature that they put by your forehead, and bidoo-bidow, they take your temperature. It don't even touch you. How about that? At all. It just doop, doop, and you go in. As far as the mask, listen, you wear the mask, you sit down, you have it on, then you take it off. Are masks comfortable? No. Do we like wearing masks? No. But do we want to feel protected? Hell yeah, from you who don't want to wear masks. All stores don't require it, so you need to know which ones you that don't, Karen, so you can go into them. But dentist office, any government office, any medical office, dental office, I'm pretty sure you will have to wear a mask, Karen. And Karen, just because you're white, Karen, you don't have supremacy. You don't have the right to say, "I can get my lawyer and we'll get on you." That kind of conversation is dead and void right now. You don't have the right anymore to not wear a mask. You have to wear a mask. And it's so interesting because now y'all can feel how it felt where it says whites only and no blacks can come in here. Duh. Now y'all's getting how we feel. Y'all may not feel the complete thing, but now y'all know how it is. For someone to tell y'all, y'all can't do nothing, and your white skin this time can't get you in. I ain't hating y'all. I'm just saying. You know, some people think that they are privileged and that the privilege isn't going to get ran out or it doesn't pertain to them. These rules and expectations pertain to everybody. It doesn't have a skin color. It doesn't have an age. It doesn't have a race. It doesn't have a class, nor does it have a culture. It doesn't have an ism. So get it together, Karen. Get it together, Karen. Pop Smoke, 5 arrested in connection with his murder. So Pop Smoke's murder investigation just led to a slew of arrests. Our law enforcement tells us that multiple search warrants around Los Angeles Thursday morning, which was today at 5 5 people were arrested on warrants in connection to the rapper's murder. Sources tell us 3 adults and 2 juveniles were arrested. It's unclear what the suspects are being charged with, but we're all told they interviewed by the police and then booked. Remember, the story was broke. We talked about that a couple months ago. He was shot and killed by 4 masked gunmen back in February in what appeared to be a home invasion robbery at a rental pad in Hollywood. So, like I said, this story is still developing. We will definitely keep you posted on what the charges are and if it was a home invasion, what it was about. We're going to keep you updated all the time. All the time we keep you updated on who's bumping who, who's getting fat, known as the gossip lifestyle, the Monstars way. So here is Sierra Set, because y'all know I'll be kicking it with my set, yep, the Monstars, on Jazzy B and DJ E Monster. Here we go, Sierra.
All I know is hustle. I put that on my set. The hustle till I pass out. Treat all my shoe boxes like the bank now. Guess you can say that I'm the man. Wow. On that big boss level, and I put that on my set. On my set. On my, on my, on my set. On my set. On my, on my, on my set. On my set. On my, on my, on my set. On my set. On my, on my, on my set.
Sunday, 10 o'clock, 10:30, Inspiration Sunday, Monsters Radio Podcast, Inspirational Sunday from 10 to 10:30. Yes, we are on the weekends now, giving out inspiration. Not all the things that just wants to inspire you to start your week, to be encouraged, to have aspirations, to reach for some goals, to feel some love. Sunday, 10 o'clock, 10 to 10:30. It's just 30 minutes, 30 minutes of inspiration just to start off with, just to start off and feel the love from the Monstars from 10 to 10:30. Hosted by Solomon Speaks, a sponsor of Monsters Radio Podcast, and a proud sponsor of Monstar Radio, where you can find our music being played 365 days a year, every minute, every hour of the second of the day. Yes, I'm saying that. You can find us over there if you want to contact with us and, you know, chill with us and get to know us. You can just hit the Monstar and it'll pop down. You can hook with us on our Facebook, on our Instagram, on the website. Also, you can just hit us up here. You can do a live chat. We'll chat with you. All of that. We got it all for you guys. Once again, Inspiration Sunday, Monsterous Monday, Takeover Tuesday, Wet Wet Wednesday, Karma Cafe Thursday, and Friday Night Live Friday. We got a lineup for you guys where we just, you know, think that you guys will just enjoy it. We've been here for a long time, and we're going to keep coming strong. I'm bringing you all the new hits, bringing you all the new remix, old school indies, all that. Just remember, the Monstars got you. So leaving up out of here, have a good night. Woosah, don't get yourself 30 days. And guess what? Don't rush, Young T and Bugsy, because you got this. Let's get it. Let's go. See you tomorrow, Friday Night Live. He's in Litty Lit, Miss Unbelievable, and the Monstars.
Don't rush, little Dutch, brown and white. I got go country, grab and buy. We can go bust, eye for eye. We can lose trust, white rum, dizzy pop. Where you they go, go, we they go up. Catch my vibe, let me go off. Flam the trash, man it's so tough. Alright yo, put the belly on the body, make a clutch. She no watch, now she wanna give crutch. Boy got peas, now she hopping in the pod. Man a real life sugar gal, let my forget what. When she want dark, told her meet me at the top. Switching lanes the other day, I seen her waiting for a bus. Maybe this a Moncler sweater, diesel denim. Buy another one, my pockets fat like heather. Neck froze like I don't know no better. Benzo truck, white seats and they leather. Go broke never, on my grind. She make it clap like I'm Busta Rhymes. I got the juice, the sauce and all them things. I blammed her twice a night with all my bling. Big Benz, I drive, I brought that thing. Any girl you want, they were my thing. Don't rush, slow touch, brown and white. I got go country, grab and buy. We can go bust, eye for eye. We can lose trust, white rum, dizzy pop. Where you they go, go, we they go up. Catch my vibe, let me go off. Flam the trash, man it's so tough. Flood my eyes, make a whole blush. Back of the tour bus, getting cool up. D square, got them de-stressed. Got a hand wash, new racks with the old Nikes in the shoebox. Keep my stripes, no cuss. Pull up in a new plate, then she might just. She went trying to move bait when her eyes locked. New tints on the coupe, that's a head loss. Off my whites, right my rungs. Bitchy my mum, why you to do your thumbs? Count my sums, this is gonna get long. Love my green, I'm trying to get strong. Trying to get on, where I'm from, it's fun, yes. Man don't take no dumb threats. They see funds, they hop fence. We been up, not up, next. Don't rush, slow touch, brown and white. I can go country, grab and buy. We can go bust, eye for eye. We can lose trust, white rum, dizzy pop. Where you they go, go, we they go up. Catch my vibe, let me go off. Flam the trash, man it's so tough.
And introduce them. The one and only.
Big chop, no clutch. Wrist rolls, don't touch. French Siri, I'm so drunk. Cause I can't drink and drive with my chauffeur. Find the Wapsa, with the coca. I really hold this time I work, I don't flossy. I was in the works, now my friend outside the top. Trey said they're best friends, I bet they both fuck. Cause they both cough, cause they said I sold drugs. And when you're down, ain't nobody around. Watch to come back, when you blow up. I forgot my jacket, but my heated seats help me warm up. First train to Inverary, I used to go up. It's ironic, I just sold out my show in Scotland. Used to say I wanna put Tottenham on a map, but one day I'ma change the map in Tottenham. Don't rush, slow touch, brown and white. I got go country, grab and buy. We can go bust, eye for eye. We can lose trust, white rum, dizzy pop. Where you they go, go, we they go up. Catch my vibe, let me go off. Flam the trash, man it's so tough.